If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
You may have seen the spat between Action SA and the DA recently, and of course started by the DA leader John Steenhuisen, where he said a lot of things, but some of the things that he has said really didn't sit well with Action SA. Action SA national chairperson is on the line with us, Michael Bowman. Thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening. It's always good to be speaking with you and your listeners.
Thank you very much. Michael, let's just ask, you know, where you are as Action SA in some of the utterances, public, may I add, public utterances made by the DA in relation to the possibilities of them engaging or considering a relationship or a collision arrangement with the ANC as well as the EFF, when actually the thing that brought all of you together as the multi-party charter was exactly that, a real clear opposition to the ANC. And I also want to just point the fact that you did mention yourself as Michael Bowman, I think it was last year sometime, where you actually asked your own members to restrain from publicly, you know, throwing mud at the DA and so on, trying, I suppose, to manage the relationship. I just wonder whether... Is this kind of behavior by the DA not really muddying waters within the charter?
Look, certainly it doesn't help. But let me just say this. The memo that was referred to was an internal memo that was circulated to the structures of Action SA. The structures of Action SA were very uneasy about the statements that we referred to made by the DA.
Yes.
And, you know, particularly, you know, leadership had to address that. And sure, it's unfortunate that that memo found its way into the public domain because we do what we can to try and address these challenges behind closed doors. But certainly to address your question more directly, it doesn't help to have a political party who, after signing an agreement, and that agreement says that our parties will not entertain working relationships with the ANC, to have a political party in our agreement start talking about such arrangements really doesn't help. And it doesn't help for two reasons. You know, one, it, you know, creates a lack of confidence in the project. But I think more importantly is it confuses South Africans. As you correctly say, we came together to provide an alternative to the ANC. It is with great confusion that voters see parties putting up posters saying it must rescue South Africa. And very confusing when shortly thereafter they're talking about possibly governing with the very same party from which they say we all need rescuing. So it is a real concern and one that we are taking up within the multi-party charter.
I must say you've been consistent on this, particularly yourself, about the fact that, yes, there are many, many issues, of course, when you collaborate with others that are not yourselves. In other words, these are people with their own imperative objectives as well. You are collaborating, but they're also opposition, you know, they're also, I would say, competitors in the same space. And you wanted those discussions to be behind closed doors. There is a consistency here where publicly we are sensing that the DA is not quite collaborating in good faith. Does that concern you as Action SA, and what does it mean for the charter?
Look, it is a real concern. And I mean, I'll be fair to the DA that the agreement that we concluded in the convention last year was a good agreement. And it certainly looked like there had been good faith in that process. The parties have all collectively been involved in a process of jointly communicating the solutions we share to address the greatest challenges in South Africa. Today, by the way, the latest of which was presented around the fixing of the public service. Mm-hmm. I think for many South Africans, it's moving the needle for them to see this group of parties come together and work together for their interests. But you know, it is a real concern because from an Action SA standpoint, you're right. We've been consistent from day one. We were very clear with our partners in this charter to say that we will not enter a charter in which parties campaign for change and then give away their votes to the ANC after the election, because that's running with the foxes and hunting with the hounds. And we don't think the South African people should be defrauded. We think there needs to be clarity with how their votes will be put to use in delivering change. And, you know, it's a real concern that this fundamental condition that we put in place to join the charter now appears to be changing. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing that's probably causing its greatest unease.
For some time now, the DA has been speaking of this doomsday scenario. And when they did start this kind of language and this kind of scenario painting, they didn't have the MK party. But now the MK party has come into the fray. Is it something that they're speaking of alone, or have they brought it into the multi-party conversations?
No, I think the political parties in the multi-party charter have largely rejected the kind of facade campaigns that appear to be the choice for the Democratic Alliance. We, you know, don't wish to engage in a view on their campaigns. Each political party, according to the multi-party charter, has the autonomy and individuality to present their own campaigns in their own way, recognizing we are individual parties with individual constituencies. Mm. But, you know, I think it's safe to say that the multi-party charter has been at pains to disassociate from that kind of thinking, included in which was moving away from this notion that this is a group of parties only to be an opposition to the ANC, mm-hmm. but actually a group of parties that has been working hard to lay down some real policy alternatives that South Africans can start to believe there may be a better future coalition than what they've seen so far.
Mm. Again, on the issue of, you know, your relationship with the ANC and collaborating with the ANC, Action SA has been very clear on that. You have not reneged on that position at all. Does, though, the doomsday, even though that's not really where you are and that's not your comms as Action SA, does it bother you, the scenario where the MK party, the EFF and the ANC could possibly collaborate and what that may look like?
I think it would be foolish to say that it's not a concern. But I think we need to understand that South Africa has an ANC problem. It has been the ANC that has been in government since 1994, that has presided over the highest sustainable unemployment rate in the world, the fifth highest violent crime rate in the world, the worst energy crisis in the world, and the list goes on. And to try and suggest that South Africa's challenges lie with any other political party other than the ANC is foolish. From our point of view, the efforts to try and conjure up fear of the radical left of South Africa really does ignore the obvious fact, and that is any government that is led by the ANC will continue to do what has happened over the last few years. And that is why, from an Action SA standpoint, we adopt the philosophy that we will not work with the ANC, not out of a sense of anything punitive or vindictive. We do so out of the sense to say we cannot fix South Africa in partnership with those who have broken South Africa. You can't fight corruption with the ANC. You can't fight cater deployment with the ANC. And that list goes on and on. I think in real terms, that is why we invested ourselves in the project for the alternative. Mm-hmm. And we encourage South Africans to do so, because only that fundamental change that doesn't involve the ANC in government is going to fix South Africa.
I may be stating the obvious here, but let me ask you anyway. We now know what the court ordered yesterday, that the IEC will place Jacob Zuma on the ballot box. We obviously don't know. The IEC has said they're going to seek legal advice on that, but we are likely to see the release of that list with Jacob Zuma being number one on the MK. Since you have that position that you've just articulated now with the ANC, obviously, Jacob Zuma still remains actually a member of ANC. It's quite complicated, but he's also now going to be the leader of MK Party. Does that mean your position on the ANC and the EFF also then extends to the MK Party?
Well, I think, to be honest, it sounds a bit like a soap opera, doesn't it? But, you know, from our point of view, there hasn't even been a discussion about the MK Party. Okay. But generally speaking, the multi-party charter works on a system where political parties who are like-minded apply to join. Mm-hmm. We've had no application from the MK party, but quite frankly, I think we are all very clear what the MK party consists of when you look at the leadership that they've put down on their list. And I would say quite clearly that that is not a group of individuals that Action SA could ever believe we would find common values or a common sense of how we would fix the economy or how we would fight corruption and so on.
Appreciate your time. Michael Bormont is Action SA National Chairperson.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.